Started singing, I heard Sister Sarah playing some songs, and one of them was number 9 in the hymn book, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. That's a favorite of mine. Tune my heart to sing thy grace. Let's sing it. Sing thy grace. we talked about for mercy so great the other day. Streams of mercy never ceasing. I like that. Call for songs of loudest praise. Why, that's only right. When we think of all that God is, He is the source of life and every blessing, every good gift and every perfect gift. We read in the first chapter of James comes down from Him, from the Father of lights. He is ever the same, and He loves you, and He always will. What about this? Here I raise mine, Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. Does that make you think of any Bible character? Any chance of that? Ebenezer, I mean, that's not a word you often hear. I only know of Ebenezer Scrooge and Ebenezer in the Bible. Maybe you've heard of it in other places. What Bible character does that remind you of? Anyone? What does Ebenezer mean? What? Oh, so it's kind of explained in the next line, right? Hither by thy help I am come. Very good. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Up till now, He's always been our helper. That's what Ebenezer means. Okay. And I guess that fits, we could put that together with our own testimony, couldn't we? And Jacob and Jonah, too. But where do we actually read it? On the pages of the Bible. Somebody is whispering that they found it in 1 Samuel. Was that Susan? Or somebody over there. Say that again.
It's right at 1 Samuel.
That's right, it's me. Well, it's from the story of Samuel. That's right. Samuel. And God had given a great victory. And so he raised an altar to give thanks to God so the people could praise and worship him. And the name of that place was Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. And that's our testimony, too, in this song. Lord, you have helped us thus far, and henceforth you will help us all the way through. You have begun a good work in us, and we believe that you are of power to perform that work until the day of Christ. You who have started will complete the work that you have begun. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. So I am a debtor, it says in the next verse. Every day I realize how much I owe him. And Lord, let your goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. I recognize that my heart is a wandering heart, but Lord, your goodness holds me close. So Lord, take me and seal me and continue to work in me until that great day when I see you face to face. Isn't that a lovely song? It is. It's a great prayer, and it's a wonderful testimony. So now when you read a Christmas carol or hear about Ebenezer again, you'll say, oh, that's in the Bible. And that means, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto. And what does that mean, too, when we know that God has helped us thus far? It means that he won't stop, but that he will continue his good work in us, his good hand upon us, his grace in our lives, for he is faithful. In that verse in James chapter 1, it says, with him there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. Not long ago, Susan and I were taking a walk we were in Philadelphia for a couple days, and we took a walk, and we passed by a little church, and I said, look at this, First Church of Christ, Scientist. Wow. Somebody told me they're going to Harvard to study science, and they'll see a lot of those up in Boston, I guess, those Christian Science churches. But on the bulletin board, they had James 1:17. Just stopped there and read it together. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. And oh, how thankful we are that He's our Father, that we know Him and know His love and know His goodness and His kindness to us in Christ. So praise the Lord. Tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never cease and call for songs of loudest praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.